Number 42. In the charnel house.
Viele Menschen, die hereinkommen, sind zunächst erschrocken.
Many people who come in here are at first shocked and can hardly imagine it. After looking for a while, they start to read and to see that this isn't simply skulls, but skulls with names painted on them. When you come in, you have left and right the families of Hallstatt, who have kept this tradition alive for a long time. If you look in front, you see the cross in the middle. Under the cross, you can see two snake skulls. In 1820, the two adult children of the gravedigger, Brantner, whose skull you can see here to the side, next to the clergyman's up there on the board, died. He had their skulls painted with the snake, the symbol of evil. Satan had, so to speak, stolen his children from him. Next to the snake skulls, on the books, you can see the parish priests and the beneficiaries from Hallstatt and Obertraun. And to the right is the oldest painted skull. At first, it was just a simple green wreath around 1720, 1750. Then there is ivy, which is always green. The green wreath is a symbol of life. Green is the color of life. Then comes the rosary as a sign of love, the laurel as a sign of victory, and the oak leaf as a sign of fame. And if you go further forward and closer and look at the individual skulls, then you can find various dignitaries, the market reeve or the supervisor, an imperial money inspector, then two outstanding women. They are the wives of Ramsauer, Maria, and Notburger, who died in childbirth. The famous Georg Ramsauer discovered the burial field, but he was buried in Linz. His two wives are here in this charnel house.
Zwei Gattinnen sind hier in diesem Beinhaus.